Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Who are you?
I'm sassy today.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Jen, as always.
I'm Jess.
Hi.
Hi.
What are we going to talk about?
Got a lot going on today. What do we got, Jen?
Oh, right. I'm supposed to talk about what we're going to talk about.
That's right. I'm going to give it right back to you.
I want to get a little catty on this new makeup trend I'm seeing and tell people not to do it, but for good reason. Semi-permanent makeup. I'm not talking microblading. Mm-hmm. This is totally different. And I'm going to freak you out.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm all ears.
Then a brand you and I fell in love with.
Oh, love.
That is basically in business to not do business. They're in business not to make money. And we'll explain. It's really
best
cool.
Best brand 2019.
And then last, do you need a dermatologist to design your hair care? Not your skincare, your hair care. Hmm. We'll talk about that.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Who's our guest?
Our guest is the gorgeous, talented, and so sweet content creator, Arshia Morjani.
She taught me all the things.
All the things.
And she'll teach you too. So let's get into
it. And great product recos. Stay tuned.
Jess, I need to give everybody like a PSA and a word of warning on a new trend I've been seeing. Have you know what semi-permanent makeup is, right?
Yes.
So there's microblading, which everybody knows is when they use an ink and they sketch it into your eyebrows to look like little hairs. Then, of course, you know, there's lip color pigmentation to sort of make it look like you have lip color. I've even seen eyeliner, which freaks me out a little bit.
Oh, that's super scary.
Okay, the new one, I'm unclear, and I've done a lot of research of if it started in Asia or Russia, because there's companies in both places. It is semi-permanent foundation, semi-permanent concealer, or BB cream.
I do not like where this is going at all.
You shouldn't. So I know a lot of very good, very practiced people that work in the cosmetic tattooing space and do eyebrows and do lips, and I've asked a lot of them about this, and they are scared shitless of this treatment. So I'm not going to name the brand names because there's a bunch and I can't speak to whether all of them are as dangerous. But here's the deal. When you're putting pink or brown, like brown into your eyebrows, it's a certain color. It fades over like 2.5 years if you get your eyebrows microbladed. Have we discussed that that's not permanent? People know that, right?
Yeah, it's not permanent. It only lasts for a little while.
Right. It can like as little as 6 months or as much as like 2.5 years just because it doesn't go as deep into the skin as like a regular tattoo.
And this is a good thing.
Yeah. And I'm as someone who is tattooed, like I'm well versed in this. The problem is the colors you need to get to match skin tone. Think about it. Whether you're going peach, beige, brown, whatever, you have to mix in like white to get a skin tone matching shade. You know, you can't just put together like blue and yellow and have it make skin tone. White is titanium dioxide, and that pigment does not disappear from the skin. So the other colors might fade. Like say they mixed a color, you know, they mixed your BB cream and it matches your skin tone. The brown pigment fades away. The blues and reds in there fade away. The white pigment is left behind.
So what does it look like?
I brought a picture for you.
Oh, sick.
I'm not going to say who sent this to me, but she's a very, very talented cosmetic tattooer. And she was trying to fix what happened to this girl. She got under eye BB cream semi-permanent. It looks like she has like cottage cheese under her eyes now because the white stuck around longer than the other colors.
And it's all dappled and uneven and just really hideous.
And so I asked her, I was like, well, can't you just then get like laser tattoo removal? But a dermatologist I talked to said the white pigment in tattoos is like almost impossible to remove because it turns black from the heat of the laser. And then that can be black under your skin for a while. So, you know how some colors are harder.
Oh, my God. This is just chasing.
I'm sure you guys have been seeing on social media, like, befores and afters of, like, look, her skin tone is even all over, and now she never has to put on makeup in the morning.
Yeah.
But I want everybody to do their homework and really think – like, actually, I don't want people to get this done.
Yeah, I was about to say
– I'm straight up saying it. I'm probably going to get hate mail from some of these companies that are doing it or the cosmetic tattooers that are doing it right. But they're probably few and far between because the majority of people – there's no regulation in this world, as we know.
I think this is just like where common sense has to enter the picture. Don't get tattoos underneath your eyeballs.
I mean, truly, that's what you're doing.
Like there are so many beautiful concealers out there. Chanel, Lauder, Tom Ford.
Yeah.
Okay. Pop it on with your beauty blender and like go to work. Okay. You don't need like needles underneath your eyeballs.
No.
From someone who took a 2-hour course at a Marriott. No.
I will say I have seen some people who have stretch marks. You know how they're lighter colored?
Yes.
Dominique Basavi, she's a nano color infusion. I forget what she calls herself. I've seen her work where she fills in the stretch mark with pigment.
I've seen that as well. Yeah.
So even though it's skin toned color, but that is like on your legs and your body and your hips. And I know she doesn't use these pigments that stick around. Like she has a proprietary process, whatever. So I'm not warning you against all like skin tone colored things, but good Lord, not your face.
Not underneath your eyes.
And definitely not under your eyes. The thin skin, there's no, it's just a mess. So if anybody's gotten this and has questions or wants to like share amazing pictures, I need to see it like 2 to 3 years out. I don't want to see it like you got it 2 weeks ago and you're like, I love it. It's amazing. Let's see what happens in a couple of years.
So this is a brand that if you remember one brand from Fat Mascara, this season, remember this one.
Ready?
It's called The Right to Shower.
Oh, I know it. I'm really excited about it. Just launched.
That is the name of the brand, right?
Yeah, that is right.
Okay, I got it right. I was so sure of it when I said it, and I was like,
Because it just sounds like a thing,
right,
like that
you shower.
Need, not a product you should buy. But what is
right.
it?
Okay, so I'm really excited because I've been seeing billboards splashed right on my street about this. Like, so this is actually like a big thing. This brand is one of Unilever's big new brands, and it's like the least self-serving brand in the world. When you buy one of these like bars of soap or like shower gels,
they have
or
really
something,
nice shower gels too. Yeah.
Oh, and the soaps are like they belong in a Hamptons beach house, like guest soaps. They're like stripey and cool. They look very like they should be $18 for like a bar of soap. When you buy one, all of the proceeds go to support people who do not have they don't have showers.
The right to shower.
They don't have the freaking right to shower. So the proceeds support organizations that bring mobile showers to people living on the streets. And it's bringing awareness to something that like, you know, it's so kind of the word is not ironic, but just like the beauty industry is all about like, you know, showering and cleanliness. And oh, my God, like, you know, all the new ways like micellar, this, that, the other thing. And it's like there's this huge problem in the country of people who don't even have, you know, a place to shower. And Unilever, with all of its muscle, is finally shining a light on it. And they're doing it in a way that I think is not heavy handed. It's just honest. And I think I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, it gives people dignity. Yeah. I also, we can link to some of the organizations that do this on the local level, but they literally turn buses into mobile shower units and mm-hmm. go out in the streets. And I was talking to someone from this brand and they were mentioning too, you know how people are always like, oh, why are you living on the streets? Go get a job. That's a whole thing I need to unpack. That's just so ignorant. However, think about maybe you do have a job interview, but you don't have a place to stay. You can't even clean up to go to a job interview. We take it, a lot of people take it for granted. And I like the charity aspect of it, but just it brings attention to this cause.
I want to share what the EVP and CEO got, all the people who always have like the biggest, longest titles, but AC Eggleston Bracey. So she's like the big cheese at a personal care for Unilever. She said, to your point, Jen, she's saying that like she makes this connection about homelessness being this broader problem mm-hmm. that, you know, yes, it's not going to be solved by giving someone one shower. But she says homelessness is a complex and systematic issue. And we've learned that health and hygiene play a critical role in helping people feel able to move throughout the world and be seen. For this reason, dignity is at the core of the mission Unilever is building. And today is an important first step. And, you know, I love that Unilever has been such like a pioneer in talking about like the environment. And such a pioneer in talking about issues like we were just talking about this the other day, like unretouched, things like this. But like poverty, hello. And in our country, hello. Thank you, Unilever.
They're bringing awareness and also they're giving away all of the money the first year. Like literally they're making zero money. So, you know, for a company to do that, it's got to be pretty important to their brand values. So the right to shower. Also, they're really nice shower gels.
That's the best part. It's like
I was like, I would have bought it even if it was just like, you know, whatever. But orange blossom one, I forget the name of it, but I'll put a link on the blog. It smells delicious.
I love when beauty is like afraid to go to like unsexy topics and is actually willing to like help.
Yeah, it's a good one. So there you heard it from us. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara. Little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know
some of my mom's best stories. I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Jess, I met a new dermatologist a few weeks ago, Dr. Iris Rubin.
Okay.
Harvard trained, blah, 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 genius. And I was ready to hear about her skincare line. And it was a hair care line that she was launching. It's called Scene Hair Care.
Plot twist.
I know. Have you seen Scene?
I saw the logo, and it was really chic.
It's actually really cute,
right?
It was
really chic, yeah.
Okay, so she was talking about she had some patients that the breakouts she could not find the source of, and then she realized it was cyclical, this one patient, that it was right after she would go to her salon. So for whatever reason, what she was using at home was fine, but the hair care products that they were using in the salon, not hair color, just straight up shampoo and conditioner, was causing breakouts for her.
Can I tell you something really funny? I remember having like major bad acne. Oh, God, don't take me back. But like major back knee when I was about 12, 13 and being at the beach and like so embarrassed in my swimsuit, you know, like oh, I wanted like the long hair and the T-shirt to cover up the back knee. Mm-hmm. And my mom's friend started like yelling at me, like not like yelling at me, but just like to my mom. She was like, you know what it is, Betty? It's the cream rinse. It's the cream rinse, like the conditioner.
Yeah, no, my mom called it cream rinse,
yeah,
too.
And I was like, maybe she's got something.
I love that they were talking about you, not like you were right there, embarrassed as all hell.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my God. And I actually was thinking like maybe it is. It wasn't. It was hormonal.
It couldn't have helped though. So what Dr. Rubin was telling me is, you know how you see a non-comedogenic claim on skincare?
Yeah.
No hair care is really tested for that.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So some of these ingredients are like occlusives or they could be like pore clogging. So if you're already prone to acne, it could be making it worse.
Yeah.
So they developed or she developed the whole line to not harm your skin. And it is, and they actually have the non-comedogenic claims that normally like you'd see on a Neutrogena face wash kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So also you can't do this and have it be like really medicinal looking, and these are lovely products. No silicones either, which I'm still trying to get to the bottom of why people hate those, but like she took out the things that could potentially cause irritation for people.
It's probably really good if you have like a lot of hairline breakouts.
Hairline breakouts for sure. Or I, you know where I get them? The nape of my neck behind my ears sometimes. And It's not like my hair's laying there, but I think it has something to do with the hair.
I think this is probably good for a lot of guys because I feel like guys have a lot of like sweaty heads.
They do. And they're pomades or pomade, however you say it.
And they wear hats.
Gunky. They need to get some seen.
I would direct this to like a male customer. Like if I were like in the marketing like war room, I feel like this
would
be really
good for men. I think it's pretty gender neutral. The fragrance is very like neutral. So anyway, Seen Hair Care, check it out. Do we need a hair care line from a dermatologist? I'm not sure. But if you have unknown breakouts along the hairline or like Betty pointed out to Jess.
No, it wasn't my mom. It was my mom's friend.
Oh, right. Barb.
Was
it Barb?
It wasn't Barb.
Every mom's friend is named Barb.
I don't want to call her out, but she could have been a Barb.
Yeah.
She was Barb-like.
Right. She could have also been more subtle with her commentary.
Yeah, she could have. I think, like, you know, they heard her from, like, New York. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go back in time and give them some of this.
We are here with Arshia Morjani. I am so pleased to invite her here to the studio. I fell in love with her the first time I met her. She is a content creator, but she is just one of the all-around loveliest people I have met in recent years. We met at the Hearst Caf. I was told I had to meet her, and she has just been popping up on the beauty scene everywhere I go. Arshia, thank you for gracing us with your presence this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I mean, Arshia, I asked you about like a few minutes ago. I said, how do I introduce you? Because I feel like I was going to call you an influencer and something I bit my tongue because I know that I feel like it's kind of like a, I don't want to say like a dirty word, but I feel like in 2019, people like yourself, I mean, I invited you here because I think you are a true talent. People with true talent sometimes don't want to be called influencers. There, I said it.
You said it.
Okay,
it.
We've had a lot of people here. We've had like a lot of YouTubers. Like we've had Manny Makeup, Patrick Starr, Jaclyn Hill, and everyone has like a point of view on it. So what's yours?
So, you know, it took me such a long time to, figure out what to call myself. I was always like, oh, I'm an Instagrammer, a YouTuber, a blogger, you know, and now I really just like to introduce myself as a content creator, but really, as of very recently, I've started to look at myself as an entrepreneur because this is a business. Yeah.
Teach us.
And that's like so powerful to say. But really, you know, I am running a business here and this is a business and I'm doing more than just, you know, posting pictures online or sharing videos. So I would like to describe myself as a content creator / entrepreneur.
Okay. And what does like, what kind of, you know, if you're listening to this, you've read the description, you can find your, you know, profile online and everything.
Girl's got like 200,000 followers. She posts the most beautiful videos. She tests every goddamn foundation alive. Like, honestly, I feel like I've seen every foundation on your face at this point. Am I right?
Know. It's crazy. My apartment is basically a Sephora / Ulta.
That's an apartment?
It's an apartment.
It's such good lighting. I thought you lived in like a McMansion in New Jersey or something.
No, it's an apartment. And it's so funny because we turned our master bedroom into my beauty studio because I need the space.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
In our smaller room, it just has a bed.
What does your husband say about like giving over his bedroom to your business?
Oh, he's totally fine. He works from home too. So he needed the space as well. And honestly,
it's very feminine space though.
Oh, totally. Wait till you guys see my beauty room tour. It's so girly, but so perfect.
Yeah. Wow. You're making all sorts of content, and he's in on it too, I guess. I also have to point out, I was looking at your Instagram bio, and you say you are Indian / American. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you about that because, like, my friends that are Indian are Indian American. But did you actually grow up in India?
Yeah.
So
I was born in India. I came to America when I was 8 years old, and I've lived here ever since. So, yes, I'm Indian. I was born in India, but I'm also an American.
Yeah, but usually you see like Indian / American. That's why I was like, oh, she's like a bit of both. Do you have like dual citizenship?
No dual citizenship.
Okay, you're American, fine.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever.
But that part of yourself is important to you. And we're going to talk about how you bring that into your routine.
Yeah, actually, were you at all inspired? Like, how did you get into beauty? I know you also love fashion and fitness, but you seem to know so much about beauty. Mm-hmm. How did you first get excited to learn about all that?
Yeah, so I actually worked at MAC years ago. I was at the makeup counter in Herald Square. I also worked at Sephora before that. So, you know, I just fell in love with beauty and really learned all the techniques there. Left that to then work in fashion corporate for a few years, and that's where a majority of my background is. But I missed makeup so much. So I just became obsessed with watching YouTube videos, except that I didn't see very many girls that look like me. So any of the products that the beauty gurus would recommend, I couldn't necessarily use because they didn't work for my skin tone. So I thought, why can't I just start posting videos? I know how to do makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And it became a thing. And now this is my full-time job.
And was there anybody growing up that, I mean, honestly, you could put on strip lashes in 30 seconds. You, like, pop these hot rollers in your hair. I feel like I've seen videos with you with hot. I'm like, how does she do that? Like,
strip
was there
lashes
someone
in 30 seconds?
It's YouTube, honestly.
Is it editing and it really takes you a lot longer?
Things are edited down for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But it seems to me you feel very comfortable with glamour and beauty. Where does that come from? Like, was there a woman in your life that you learned it from?
You know, honestly, no, because, you know, my mom doesn't wear any makeup at all. She is just all natural. I give her so much makeup and she literally does not wear any of it. I think it's
just still in the box, like in her house.
It's still there, all packaged in like this drawer. It's so cute. I'm just like, why are you saving it? But she just has it. I think it's just because I felt like I transformed when I put on a little bit of makeup and it just like boosted my self-esteem, and I felt really good wearing makeup. And I love to look at makeup as such a positive thing. And so I kept doing it and doing it. And I think, you know, that's how I just became so comfortable with it.
Kudos. I love that. I love that, you know, you're touching upon something that I really respond to. When I actually, you know, I met you first and I thought you had this beautiful spirit about you. And then I dove into your social media and I feel you post a lot about self-confidence. And I know that that's kind of a thing that a lot of influencers, content creators do, because I think it's
like the humble brag. They feel like they have to.
Yeah, they're like, you know, find your magic or whatever. but you do it in this way that feels, I'm going to use like a trite word, but very authentic, very real. And it feels just so much realer. But it must feel real because it's something that's actually happened in your life. So I've actually never talked to you about this, but where is it coming from? Like, it's this recurring theme. It almost feels like you're like either trying to train your followers to be like, hey, like, you're reminding them, or you're reminding yourself. Like, where did this come from?
You know, I really like to just speak on things that I know and experiences that I've had. So if I've had, you know, one of the things I struggled with a lot last year, and this had to do with social media, was constantly comparing myself to other people. You know, I was just like, why am I not, you know, as good as this person, or looking at people online? And I, you know, was living in such a negative space in my own head. And once I came out of it, literally magic happened in my life.
That's crazy, though. It's just like, let's take a beat for a second. Like, you have hundreds of thousands of followers. You, I'm not blowing smoke, but like, you're so pretty.
I was like, she's okay. Easy like,
you're
on the
you're
eyes.
So beautiful. Yeah. Like, you are like, it's insane. Okay. You have so many followers. Like, you're an entrepreneur and you're actually making it happen. Like, what were you upset about?
It's just so crazy. You know, like, these social media is an amazing thing and it's such a positive thing. And it can also be a very negative thing as well. And I was just looking at other people and
like people with like 299,000
Like, who are you looking at?
Just like anybody and everyone.
Or comments, I guess.
Yeah, it's just this. I can't even tell you exactly who. It was just literally anyone and everyone. And it was just coming from truly a very insecure place. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, once I came out of it, and I'm so thankful that I did, I literally saw magic happen in my life. And because I saw that transformation happen in my life, once I stopped comparing myself, I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to share this with other people.
Yeah.
So I like to speak on the experiences that happened to me, you know? Yeah. So that's just what I like to spread on my social media. It is very beauty focused, but I do also want to help people in more than just beauty, you know?
So how do we stop comparing? I know this is like, it's a beauty podcast. This is not like a self-help Oprah moment, but just like,
maybe that's one of her new businesses. Here's your chance. Okay, ready? Go.
But give us a tip. Like, it's so easy to just be like, stop comparing. Like, is it unfollowing people? Is it being like, good for them, I bless you, and then like move on? Like, what do you do?
You know, it's honestly, for me, what shifted was my mindset. And this just is so real. And you really have to figure it out for yourself. But instead of being jealous of someone, I like to look at it as being inspired by someone. Mm. If someone has something that I don't have, what can I do to also have that, but make it my own? You know, and then also you have to remember that you are comparing your worst moments to someone else's best moments on Instagram. And that is just the worst thing that you can do for yourself, you know? So you really have to take a step back, surround yourself with really kick-ass, amazing people that are going to lift you up. I know that's such a cliche thing to say, but that's what I did. And also, I love, like, self-help books and stuff like that, too. Just, like, constantly keeping myself in a positive mindset.
Yeah.
And
it takes work.
It takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work.
And trust me, if I can do it, literally anyone can.
I like when you post, she does like Instagram life versus real life, and it's like the cute me with my rolly suitcase.
Oh, I love that.
And then like you slide over and it's like, no, girl, this is what I really look like going to the airport.
Yesterday I lost, are you ready? This is like a real moment. I lost a boot. I was coming to work.
And wait, on the way to work,
yes,
you lost a shoe?
I was carrying so much stuff to work, and I had like a tote bag with so much stuff just thrown into it. And I got to work, and I was like, where's my other boot?
Oh my God.
At least it wasn't on your foot. I thought you meant somehow.
No, I didn't show it to work with one shoe. But it's like, yeah, it's like real life versus like
Instagram life. Yeah.
Like, we only put our best, like, oh my God, like, it's the most amazing moment. Like, my hair looked so good. It's like, the real life is I came to work and I was like, where's my boots?
So what were you walking around and working?
No, I came with shoes, but I brought boots.
They didn't
go to the shoemaker, the shoe guy.
Oh, I get it. So there's a shoe somewhere in New York with Jess's name on it.
I know.
Someone has it now.
Anyway, just wanted to give you a little touch of real life. Anyway. Let's get back to you.
Okay. Back to you. I believe you wanted to talk about diversity and beauty.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Another thing that's very important to you. There's a lot going on your Instagram. You got to hit this page up, okay, is diversity and beauty. And we've talked about how, like, that's such a big, like, buzzword right now in companies and, like, even media, like, guilty as charged. We all, like, in the media use this word now. But it's kind of, like, horrible that, like, it's, like, now 2019 we're talking about this. It's not a trend. Can you expand about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really...
P.S., I knew, like, it wasn't a trend. I was just saying that.
Right, no, yes. Like, how not to make it tokenism,
yeah, how
I
do
think,
we
what,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just, for me, it's so simple, but I've always been Indian, and I'm always going to be Indian. It's just that simple.
I'm just going to be here and be myself, and I'm represented.
I mean,
like,
I'm
how
not...
do you feel when you, like, hear about these, like, campaigns that, like, you know... I mean, you're in these beauty insider.
Must have been approached by beauty or fashion companies like, oh, let's go to Arshia because she's Indian.
That's what I mean. Like, you're inside baseball and now you're hearing beauty companies talk about this. Like, we've got a hot new idea.
It's honestly hard. And in the beginning, I was just like, oh, I can't believe like they're looking at me as the Indian girl. But I actually like to look at it as in a positive way because, to be honest, I didn't have anyone that looked like me growing up to look up to. Not in any magazines, not on TV. You know, literally no one looks like me, or very few people look like me in mainstream media. So I want to focus on the positive, and I'm glad that they're starting the conversation, that, you know, brands are taking steps into being more diverse. And I have to say, a lot of brands that I've worked with, you know, I have worn an Indian outfit head to toe and done a campaign with them, and they were so open to that idea, and that truly means a lot to me.
Are there brands that, like, you want to shout out, like, they're doing amazing work?
I want to say, yeah, I have a few. I would say L'Oreal for sure. Estee Lauder also just expanded their double wear, which is incredible. And they're doing it right. They're not just adding colors or in shades just for the sake of adding it. They are thinking of everyone. At the end of the day, everyone just wants to feel represented. Mm-hmm. And when a brand really focuses on lighter skin tones and not, you know, they don't have something to offer for medium dark skin complexions, it just goes to show that they are looking at these people as if they don't matter. At least that's how I look at it when I can't find my shade. Mm-hmm. And I have these very candid conversations with brands, and they are so open to this criticism, which I'm so thankful for.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about representation, not as far as just shade range and beauty, but pop culture. You mentioned that you growing up didn't see people like yourself. Do you ever feel pressure now that you're like, first of all, do you think it's changed at all? Do you see more Indian women in American pop culture?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Like, the first name that just pops up in my head is Priyanka Chopra. You know, I'm so beyond excited and happy to see her. Priyanka is so massive in India. Like, you guys don't understand. She is literally so massive in India. And for me to see someone that looks like her, like someone that looks like me all over the media is just incredible. And I am seeing more faces, you know, of South Asian talent all over mainstream India, which is, or mainstream America, which is amazing.
I also have noticed that as, you know, American pop culture starts to bring in more different types of beauty and the way women look, they also bring in their beauty rituals and their beauty stories into like mainstream culture.
Yeah.
So like we're hearing about Ayurvedic, you know, treatments that we haven't heard about before. Do you ever try and shy away from that because you don't want to get pigeonholed as like being all about Indian beauty? Or is there things that come from your culture that you're proud to share with everyone?
No, I embrace it 100% because, to be honest, for so long, I didn't want to embrace my culture because I wanted to look like everyone else that I grew up with, you know? Mm. And now I fully embrace my culture and
share us all the Indian beauty secrets.
That's what we want to know.
I mean, turmeric face masks, I grew up doing that since I was a little girl.
So what is that?
So turmeric is
it's a rhizome. You guys, I just pulled out my science.
It's a what?
It's like a root. It's a root of a plant. Sorry, yeah, I butted
it. I know what it looks like, but I didn't know. What's the word you just used?
A rhizome?
I didn't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's a kind of plant that has roots that spread. Sort of like ginger, I think, is a rhizome, too.
I had no idea.
Irises. Yes, you do. Iris is a rhizome because the bulb they use in fragrances.
What about tulip? Is that a rhizome?
All right. This is where my science ends. Okay. Let's get back to Arshian.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Okay, so turmeric face mask.
Yeah, so we did that growing up. And actually, even during our weddings, we have a ceremony called the Haldi ceremony, which is usually done, I want to say, 1 or 2 days before the actual wedding. Mine was done 2 days before the wedding, where we apply Haldi or turmeric all over the body to brighten up the bride's complexion, give her this beautiful glowing skin.
Oh, cool.
So this is truly something that's part of my culture. I grew up with using coconut oil in my hair my whole entire life, ghee in my hair, you guys know ghee,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Clarified butter.
Clarified butter,
That's what makes everything taste so tasty.
So good. Yes, not only did we grow up eating ghee, we also use it all over our body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it strike you as funny when you see like there's like face masks from big mainstream brands now and they call out their turmeric or whatever?
I mean, I embrace it. I think it's so cool. Yeah, I embrace it.
Something that we just going back a little bit, I've seen actually I went to like an indie beauty, like not the Indie Beauty Expo. Love you, Indie Beauty Expo, but I've been to like an indie beauty fair. And I've actually seen a few different Indian beauty brands now, like, coming up. Do you think this is something we're going to see, like, cropping up?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because
there's tons, actually. Like, Uma and Pravati and – I keep answering for you. I'm sorry.
No,
I get excited
fine.
About this because I just love this culture. So.
I do like the Uma oils, yeah.
They're beautiful, yeah. I definitely think you guys are going to see more and more, especially as more people learn about the culture and, you know, the beauty that's derived from India. Mm-hmm. I definitely think we will be seeing more brands come up.
So I want to get back to this whole influencer thing because I know if I'm still thinking about it, I know our listeners are. There's a lot of talk about influencers and, like, their role in beauty. When we talk to brands, they ask about, like, well, what are they getting out of this arrangement? There's lots of wheeling and dealing. And, you know, Jen and I have been on trips and, you know, I plead guilty. I've been like, well, what are influencers doing? And I'm just saying influencers is a blanket term. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're taking pictures and then, like, you know, is that it? And then I've been surprised. Some of them are, like, working hard. And then some of them are like, not always working so hard. It depends on the person. Tell me what you think where it's going, because the market's getting very saturated and some people are getting a little suspect. And then some people are like, they only care about influencers now. Like, what's your kind of read on where the market's going right now?
I see new influencers emerging every day, which I think is very exciting because, again, you know, I see representation all over the place and everyone can now hopefully connect with someone, which I think is a beautiful thing. I think, you know, a lot of influencers, I'm speaking for myself, I would want to work with brands on a deeper level in terms of consulting or, you know, creating products or shade expansions. And I think it's very smart for brands to bring in an influencer when they maybe don't have someone of that skin tone or skin type on their team to help create a product. And a few brands have done that, which I think is just brilliant. So we will be definitely seeing influencers in more creative roles working with major brands.
Just like a collab, you mean?
Not just a collab, you know, on the back end.
Yeah.
And then also a lot of influencers are launching products as well. They're going to be CEOs, you know, running their own businesses. And I think that's incredible, you know, for us to be able to launch a product, you know, when that didn't seem like a thing that we can do, even as early as, you know, 5 years ago now seems so much more accessible. So I think that's definitely a direction I see the influencers heading as well.
What do you want to do?
I definitely do want to create products for women of color, you know, kind of targeting all the issues that I've dealt with, specifically, like I said, for women of color, but of course, for everyone out there. I think there's still a big gap there.
Yeah. Speaking of colors, let's talk foundation. I swear I've learned more. Like, I don't even test foundations anymore. Sometimes I just watch your videos and I'm like, let's see. Because you have – first of all, I don't understand how your skin doesn't get all red on camera when you put on 8 different foundations and then wipe them off. Tell me, who's doing this game right? Which foundations do you keep coming back to?
Okay, again, super cliche answer, but Fenty, of course. They're doing so great, and they just made it such a focus to be inclusive from the very beginning.
Did you find your shade, like, right away?
Right away.
Really?
Right away.
Because I see you often mixing shades still, even with 40 shades, it's sometimes you can't find a shade.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they just got it right away.
Which is your favorite foundation from them?
The Pro Filter.
Okay, like the original.
The original foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, love that. Again, Estee Lauder, they've done such a great job. Lancome actually has a great range as well. Again, L'Oreal.
Which one from Lancome? I feel like there's like 8 from every brand now.
Gosh.
Are you like a full coverage girl?
So I used to be a full coverage girl. Now I prefer more medium to buildable.
Okay.
Because now I'm becoming so much more comfortable with my skin. Before, I wanted to just cover my skin, you know? Now, if I have a breakout, it's all good. You can still see it. I'm a normal person. No big deal.
So you're using it more to, like, even out your skin tone rather than, like, just mask it.
Exactly. Do you find, like, just as, like, a – like, let's just trend spot for a second. Do you feel like people are moving away from full coverage foundation?
I think it really depends on the person. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I kind of feel like people – I maybe it's just, like, a matter of personal taste, but, like – I'm just, like, not as keen on them right now. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's just me.
I mean, like, skincare is massive, right? Right now.
Maybe as our skin's getting better because skincare's gotten so,
so great,
we need less of the foundation.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm so tired of seeing that really flat, like, Instagram look. And I also feel like it makes you look kind of older if your face is really flat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just kind of severe.
Yeah, it just sits there.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this too? I need help. This is for personal help. Shade matching. Like, I feel like now that there are all these shades, and I, you know, with an olive undertone, sometimes I had trouble finding my shade. I don't even know where to begin. How do you match a shade if you're not an influencer or get sent all 40 of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, at Sephora, at Ulta, it's much easier because they have testers.
Are you going to go cheek? Do you go hands? Like, what's your MO?
Yeah, I always like to go cheek, you know, on the actual face. Because your hand, I mean, my hands are a different shade than my actual face, you know? So I like to just apply it on the side of my face. I'll usually find like 3 shades that are close to my skin tone and then blend them all in, and whichever one completely disappears is your shade.
Did that work at MAC? I'm very interested that you had. I didn't know that you worked at MAC.
Yeah.
So, like, what other little sneaky tricks did you work at MAC?
That's exactly what we used to do.
So 3, and then whichever one disappears?
And honestly, with experience, you just get so good. And, like, you can just see someone and say, okay, you're probably between, like, NC42 to NC50. You know,
right.
Like, one of the shades there.
Right.
But, yeah.
What's something else good that you learned at MAC? I always, like, wanted to go back to, like, I always just want to go to, like, a counter and just be like, just do me up. And I feel like I need to, like, learn fresh tricks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else I learned. I think
Like, when you do your makeup, be like, this old chestnut.
Yeah.
I've seen you also sometimes you tend to like a product only with a certain applicator. Like, you're like, this one's good with a beauty blender, but this one's good with a brush. Do you think people have to experiment with the same product with a bunch of different application in order to see if they like it?
Absolutely. And like the formula of a, you know, foundation will work better with a beauty blender versus a brush. For me, I almost always prefer using a beauty sponge versus a brush. I just feel like it just becomes part of your face with a sponge. You can really push it into your skin, whereas sometimes with a brush, some of the excess product is just sitting on your skin. So I always like to use a beauty sponge. But
what's your beauty sponge of choice? There's so many now.
Ugh, it's always a beauty blender.
Yeah.
God, people are really loyal to that blender.
It's just so good.
Wait, did you have any MAC tricks you were thinking?
I want to say it's just like eyeshadow blending. They really taught me how to do that.
So no cut crease. Cut crease is over.
Can you give us any tips on blending?
Okay, so you have to use the light hand. people usually go in, like I remember when I first started, I would even hold the brush like right at the tip. You have to hold it towards the back and just use a light hand.
Oh, like hold it at the end.
And,
like
yes.
The end of the brush.
Yes.
Like it's a wand.
Like a wand.
And instead of a pencil.
Swipe it back and forth.
Okay.
You guys look adorable right now. Can I just say that? They're both like waving their hands around their faces.
Is there a brush that you really liked for blending?
Max 217. Oh my gosh, I'm such a Mac girl. It's still one of my favorite
brands. It's in your blood.
Yes. Actually, I meant to say Mac is doing it right. They've always done it right.
That's good.
In terms of shades and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, they've always been inclusive. That's like the core of the brand.
I know. I know. Yeah. They've done so many things like from the start, like philanthropy.
Everything.
Check. Inclusivity. Sorry, that was my throat if anyone has been weird. Check. Like celebrity endorsement. Like they've done like everything from the start.
Okay, guys, we did it too.
You know?
Can I ask you about mascara too? It's Fat Mascara, so I have to ask, what are some of your favorites?
I really love the Too Faced Better Than Sex is great. I also from the drugstore, actually it's a dupe of Better Than Sex, is the L'Oreal Lash Paradise.
Oh.
It's so good.
I think some people are going to be grateful for that little tip.
It's so good.
How do you keep mascara, though, from getting all, like, crumbly? I feel like by the end of the day, it's like, it looks like a horror show.
Honestly, it's just, like, building the layers because I really like to build the layers.
I know you do.
But I don't know. I guess.
You build – okay, so you put it on and then do you wait just for a second? Like
no, I just do it all at once.
Okay.
Build the layers and then move on. And then don't go back and add more. Okay. Just do it once because once it dries and then you try to add more, then that's when it starts
to crumble.
Crumbly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to try that Lash Paradise. I've heard good things.
It's so good.
It might be the new L'Oreal Voluminous is what I'm
Oh, I love Carbon Black too, though.
That's.
But I think Lash Paradise.
Okay.
And then what else is in your kit? You have really good brows. So what's happening over there?
I am. Thank you. I'm using this new. I don't even know what it's called, but it's
I feel
from
like we just
Urban
like
Decay.
Brought you in, like held you hostage. Just like what's
How
happening?
How can we look pretty like you, Arshia?
Oh my god, you guys!
This is like a cut a lock of her hair before she goes.
I have this new product from Urban Decay. I actually don't even know what it's called, but it's this new brow product that I'm really liking. And then I also added a little bit of the L'Oreal. It's called the Unbelieva Brow.
Oh yeah.
Have you guys seen that?
Yes, because I've had issues with my. Copy editors on it because we put it in the magazine. It has like random hyphens here and there. And they're like, that's not how it's spelled. It's Breaking Bad on the line. I'm like, no, that's the name. But we'll get
that.
The Urban Decay one from you afterwards and we can put that on our blog so people know.
Perfect.
Because her arches are
like
beautiful.
On fleek.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Any other products you love, like fragrances? We'd love to hear about people's favorite perfumes.
My favorite product, oh, it's actually not even a fragrance. I was like totally going off topic. But fragrance-wise, I love... I'm actually really liking the new Kaoli perfumes from...
What?
Huda Beauty.
Oh, yes.
Spell Kaoli.
I think it's K-A-Y-A-L-I.
Okay.
Kaoli. I'm sure that's how it's pronounced.
God, Huda's really churning them out, isn't she?
She's doing
just
great.
Like, well, she has a brand incubator now, too, so she's working with, like, influencers to make their own products.
Okay, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to call Huda.
She's like an entrepreneur.
You need to call Huda.
But you like the, say it again, Kaoli.
Kaoli.
Okay.
The vanilla is so good. Mm. But then I'm also really liking, this is not a perfume, but the Dyson Airwrap.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. You've mastered the Dyson Airwrap.
I've mastered it.
Well, you have, your hair is like silky already, right? Like you,
but,
I feel like you have good hair for it.
But I've seen, I mean, I went to the demo,
right.
the launch party, and they demoed it on a few different girls with all different hair types. So I don't know how well it works on others, but I just love how it works for me.
Okay.
It gives me like the Victoria's Secret hair without any effort at
without
all.
Without slaving away. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I got
so
it.
Good.
I got you.
It's, okay. Have you guys tried it?
I have tried it.
Ooh.
I just think it's not my look. I like more of a wild rock and roll look mm-hmm. and in beachy way. Like, you know, I want it to look more random. It's so polished and beautiful, the waves you get from that.
You do,
really
yeah.
pretty, but like I feel like Jess knows me. I want to look like I like just went to the mosh pit. I probably need to rethink this as I get older. I probably should polish it up a little, but
I struggle with hot tools.
Sorry.
What?
Because your face was like such an understatement because I think you really struggle.
I just listen. If I put in the time, I can make it work. But lately, it's like I'd rather be in a seat having somebody do it for me while I can be on my phone.
But it makes it so easy that so that you can do it, because I'm not very good at doing hair either.
Will you come over and help me?
Yes. Oh my! Can I film it so I can post it on Instagram?
Oh my god!
Do it. Please. Yes.
I would love that.
I would
you
love
actually
that.
Have no idea. Oh my god, Dyson would be like, they would love that.
Yes.
You guys, look at us being entrepreneurial together.
Boom.
You know what?
This is what happens when you get three heads in the room.
Three. This has been good.
Boss lady.
I feel like I'm not going to be surprised if you end up having like a bazillion product lines and running shit and having your own agency and everything. You're a total entrepreneur.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you guys. Thank you. This was so fun.
I feel like I should start singing again. It's time to raise a wand. I haven't done that in what, like 20 episodes?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Jess's face is telling me there's a reason we're not singing anymore. Okay, so I'm going to raise a wand to a shampoo.
Okay.
Here's how, let me tell you the backstory.
Tell
me. My friend Joy and I got lunch, and as we were walking away, she walked away from me, and I was like, oh my God, what fragrance are you wearing? It was like the lightest note of patchouli, but not in a stinky way. And then floral, but very sophisticated and earthy floral. So like if you took like a Floriental, but toned it way down and just made it like sexy and really expensive.
Okay.
And I was like, the silage on this is fabulous, because she walked in front of me and then I got a whiff of it.
What was it? I'm at the edge of my seat.
Not a freaking fragrance. It was her shampoo. She goes, oh, it's the one. I was like, what do you mean the one? She goes, I literally get stopped on the street because she's using Frederick Fekkai's The One shampoo.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
have you seen it in like the purple bottle?
I've seen it, but I haven't used it yet.
So I had seen it and I had it in my beauty closet, but I just was like, oh yeah, another shampoo. I started using it. It's lovely, makes your hair shiny, whatever. But if you're not a fragrance person, but you want a little bit of fragrance, it is a fine fragrance. Like,
okay.
It should be marketed in the fragrance shelves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you smelled it?
I haven't.
I'm making you excited though, aren't I?
I've got to go to the closet tomorrow and get a good whiff.
She was like, even when I forget to wear perfume, like I wash my hair with this and it's like, remember how back in the day, like Herbal Essences or
Salons,
that was like your perfume. So right now, Frederick Fekkai, The One,
is my
perfume.
I also like love like the title. Like,
the name, it's so presumptuous.
Like, the one.
It's all
one,
you need.
The one.
It is the one.
Okay.
What are you raising the wand to?
I am loving right now, you know, it's so dry.
Come back to the mic and tell us.
Okay. I'm loving, guys, Lumen Arctic Berry Cocktail Brightening Hydra Oil.
Is that how you say that brand name?
Yeah, Lumen.
I always thought it was Lumine.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm not Scandinavian. Go on.
Lumine.
Lumine.
It's such a great serum because it's like an oil, but it's an oil, but it's very light. So you shake it up and then it's like the lightest oil. So it's like a bi-phase. So it's red and it's like yellow. Shake it up. And it's got vitamin C. So we know that's great for brightening. And it's got a little bit of oil in it, or like it's like a light oil. So we know it's like hydrating and it's very occlusive. So we know that's good for, you know, keeping.
Oh, I think you mean emollient, not occlusive. Because not like blocking. It's
no,
like,
it's oils are occlusive.
Oh, like it's making a barrier.
Okay, yeah,
it's
got a great barrier. So I put on an essence first because we need that extra hydration. Because it's very like dry right now, my skin.
Okay.
So I put on an essence, then I shake this up, and then I pop this on, and then I put a very thick cream like over it to really seal it in.
You got triple layers of.
It's triple layer.
Okay.
But this oil is very nice and it's very brightening, and I get like a dewy look with it too.
It's got cloud berries, whatever the hell
those
are.
Very good antioxidant.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting like vitamin C.
It's sort of protective too, not just like moisture protective, but like environmental protective.
I'm almost done with this. Like I've used a lot of it.
Hashtag empties.
Yeah, it's almost hashtag empties for me. And what I also love is the cap is like a pump. So you're not like.
Is that a dropper?
Yeah, there's nothing. It's so unfussy.
Oh,
it's
nice.
So unfussy.
And you look so bright.
Thank you. Do I? Not right now, right?
No, you look great.
It's late. We're recording this late, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends, family, and everyone else in your network about the show. Be sure to follow us on all the social networks at Fat Mascara.
And if you want to drop us a line to tell us how great we are, or complain, or suggest something that we should talk about, it's info@fatmascara.com. You can also give us a rating on iTunes if you like what you hear. How many stars?
Five?
5 stars, please.
Mm-hmm. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.